Thursday night Dvar Halacha. Tonight we try to do a halacha from Ibn Ezer. People don't realize the extent to which the schusim of Ish Ve'Ishto are detailed in the Shulchan Aruch. For example, where they're going to live. So if nothing is spoken out, if they don't make up, it could happen that they don't particularly talk about where they're going to live, or there was no official mechila. So the din is as follows. If the man comes from a place and he marries a woman, so the chasana has to take place where the woman lives, and the man, has the right to take her to where he lives, even if it's in a different country. If he comes from a different medina, he can take her there. When I say he can, it means that she's mechuyev to go, and if she doesn't want to go, so then she, for all practical purposes, she would lose her ksuba. That's what it means in practical terms. Bezdin's not going to bundle her up, tie her hands and feet in a rope, put her in the trunk of a car, and make her go. What it means that she has to go is that that's a chiyuv, and if she refuses, then she is the cause of the breakup of the marriage. People don't realize this. You'll be surprised. I have experienced dayanim that think when it says such chiyuvim, it means like she has to go and you force her to go. There's no such din. You don't force her to go. It means she's mechuyev to. She's absolutely mechuyev to. But if she refuses, so then she loses the ksuba. If he's not from a different country, then he can't take her to a different country against her will. But he could move around, he can go to the city of his choice. But there's a lot of dinim. It has to be, it can't be moitzi me'ir lekrach, or me'krach le'ir, or me'ir yofel le'ir. It's a nevei yofel, bias yofel. He can't take her to a worse house, he can't take her to a better house. Any change, any big change in what she's used to is usur. The exception to all of this is if you want to move to Eretz Yisrael, then even if you want to go from an ear, Sheruba Yisrael, which they say Boropak is, and you want to go to an ear, Sheruba Akum, so people say, what are you going to Eretz Yisrael for? It's so many chilonim there. But you see, the halacha reflects, this has nothing to do with ideology, the halacha reflects that a husband or wife could force their spouse to move to Eretz Yisrael. Again, force just means that they take the achrayas of the breakup in case it doesn't, if they can't agree. That's what it means to force. So if you're moving to Eretz Yisrael, even from a better house to a worse house, even from an ir sheruba Yisrael to an ir sheruba Akum, you have to go. And the same is true about going from Eretz Yisrael to Yerushalayim. Anywhere in Eretz Yisrael to Yerushalayim has the same din. You could force a move. I mean, all you have to do is get the other person to find an apartment, and then you're safe. But if they find an apartment, then you have to move to Yerushalayim. Again, have to means the same thing. And in fact, just the other week, someone said that they're moving to Yerushalayim from a certain city in Eretz Yisrael, and they said the wife's not happy about it. I said, you take out the Shulchan Aruch and you show her that she has no choice in the matter, really. Moving to Yerushalayim is the same in this halacha as moving from Chutz L'Aretz to Eretz Yisrael. Of course, then you could talk about what Yerushalayim is, if it means dafka the old city, if it means the new parts of Yerushalayim. That's already, we'll leave that for Pilpulim. Okay.